And these are from Mazik Tashlumin. We'll explain each piece of the Mishnah. But the first two words, Shum Kesef, which translates that the Shuma of Nezikin is with Kesef, as the Gemara says in the first line, My Shum Kesef, Amar Rav Yehuda, Shum Zeh Lo Yehei Ela BeKesef. It's saying that the Shuma of all Mazikin is always BeKesef, it's always in money. Now that is both a chiddush and a difficult part of the Mishnah, and I'll try to explain why it's a problem. First, we'll start with the Shach. The Shach in Simit Tzadik Hei, Sivkot Yotzes, a long Shach. And if you want to know the Shach's Maskona later in Simit Shin Pei Zayin, Sivkot Nalef, there's a five-line shach that says, he writes what his maskana was earlier. And there he says, klar, a yesod in paying for hezek. That despite the fact that the Gemara says later that if you mazik a row in someone's field, how do you decide how much to pay? So the Gemara says, you shots up, you estimate the value of a field that's 60 times the size that you are mazik. And you say, how much is that field worth less in the market with one row eaten up? And whatever the decrease in value is, that is the hezek. As I state in Gemara. And lefizeh, as we mentioned many times, if you have a big $1 million house and you break a window, or you break an outlet, or you break a light bulb in the house, the value of the house does not diminish at all. And l'chayre should be potter. L'chayre, if you break a window in such a house, it doesn't make the value of the house go down. You should be potter, because the Gemara says, you shots up the value of the whole thing. So for that, the Shach came with his chiddush. The Shach said, Kol she'efshir l'saken, chayiv l'saken. That's his rule. Anything that it's possible to fix, you have to fix. It's only when it's impossible to fix something, like a shura in a field, where you destroyed the row in the field, it's e'efshir to be misaken it. You can't put back a row of tefuah. Then you estimate the value of the field. But that's not true. Kol she'efshir l'saken, it's not true. Kol she'efsh l'sakin, chayiv l'sakin. That's the chiddush of the Shach. And I think that's the way with noyig l'maisa. If you break something, you pay the value of replacing or repairing the thing that you broke. The Chazei Nish matmiya on the Shach, that if you learn Bava Kama, it doesn't come out that way. In Masechtas Bava Kama, it always says, Shum Kesef, you estimate the value in money. It doesn't say about replacing things. It doesn't say that if you damage someone's barrel of wine, you have to give them a new barrel of wine. If you kill someone's shar, you have to give them a new shar. It doesn't say such a thing. The assumption is always in Masechtas Bava Kama that you're paying money. You pay what you damaged. You pay in cash, and there's only one Gemara. It says how to estimate it. It says you estimate the value of the field before the damage and after the damage, and that's what you pay. So the Chazei Nish is very much troubled by this Shach. What's interesting is the Chazei Nish says he's bothered by the case of the house with the broken window. It's takanat mistaver. If you go into someone's house, you break his window, or you break an outlet in the house, or you break a door in the house, or a lock in the house that you're potter, because the value of the house didn't go down. So the Chazei Nish says, at the end, he says, like the Shach, with a slight change. He says, Kol she'oimid l'sakein, chayiv l'sakein. The Shach said, Kol she'efshir l'sakein, chayiv l'sakein. If it's possible to fix it, you fix it. Chazei Nish says, Kol she'oimid l'sakein, chayiv l'sakein. That means, if it's something which is oimid, which normal people fix, so then your chiyuv is to fix it. Shach said, kol she'efshel l'sak, as long as it's possible to fix it. Chazanish says, kol she'oimid l'sak, but that would be the normal thing. My nafkamina. So Chazanish says, there's a nafkamina. If I have a house, then it's for sale. No one's living in the house. The house is for sale. And someone breaks something in the house. He breaks a doorknob, he breaks an outlet. So the normal thing is, when you sell a house, you sell the house with all the cranking. With all, you don't, some people do repair. But certain things in the house, you don't go around repairing. Someone makes a scratch on the wall. So unless it's a brand newly built house, a normal house, you sell it as is. If someone rips a little piece of wallpaper off the wall in one of the rooms, and you're selling your house, you don't go and re-wallpaper the whole room just to... you leave it that way. So Chazanish says, there's an afkamina between the Shach and me. The Shach's rule is kol she'efshel l'sakin chayav l'sakin. This is efshel l'sakin. So you pay for repairing it. And Chazanish says, I hold that only kol she'oimid l'sakin chayav l'sakin. If it's oimid for it, if that's a normal thing to do, it's a normal thing to do. That's a problem with Chazanish. It doesn't answer his kasha. His kasha was that in the, all over Bava Kama, there's no marker for the whole Shach. It does not answer his kasha. But he has his kasha in one paragraph in the Chazanish. The Chazanish is on Bava Kama. In the Chazanish, in the section on Bava Kama, Simin Vava is Gimel. Dibur HaMaskel V'hine, he asks on the Shach. But then in the next paragraph, he has to be minded to the Shach. I mean, it's totally illogical that if you just break a small thing in someone's house that you're potter. It's not logical. So he has to be maskim. So he's maskim halfway to the Shach. He's maskim halfway. And
How's it better?
It's slight. It does not much better. It's slightly better. The Chazanish says that the rule is you shatz up the value. There's an exception. So as he says, my exception is a little less than the Shach's exception. Shach says everything that you can fix, it's possible to fix, you shatz up by fixing. So he says, I'm not saying everything, I'm saying the things that are oimid l'sakin. Now in my mind, in your mind, it's not that much of a difference. It's only a difference if the house is up for sale, very few differences. Apparently Chazanish, he begrudgingly has to be masked to the Shach. He's masked him the smallest amount he could be masked. I don't know. I was once with Frank Kanievsky, and I asked him a different question. I asked him if someone is masked on Shabbos, if La Lamaisa is put up in pain because come live the Ramine. So I forgot the example I told him about breaking something in a house. So I asked him, is it Lamaisa? I can't be Tavar somebody. If you broke something in the house on Shabbos, if it's a malacha, assuming, all right, it has to be a malacha that be'etzim is a tikkun. But he said that you can't be Tavar such a person. It's called a Ramina. So he told me the Chazanish says that he has to pay the amount it costs to repair it. So I told him, the Shach says you have to do it. He said, yeah, we go to Chazanish. That's what he told me. But it's really a Shach. I mean, didn't see this passing like the Shach, or Hashulchan passing like the Shach, or Lava like the Shach. Even though Chazanish is the Mayid from it. But this is the klal. This Shach, Halacha L'maisa, anybody who deals with any Dine Mominis, any Din Torah in Hilchas Mazik, is going to tell you the Shach. Like the first rule you have to know is the Shach or the Chazanish, or the Chazanish, but this rule that Kol Shef Shel Sakin Chayav L'Sakin. And the Kasha is a starker Kasha. That the Shum Kesef, you know, you shuts up things based on money. And the rule of Shum Kesef, we're saying now, is only on things that either can't be replaced, or Chazanish that normally are not replaced that by the Nizik. All right, it's a Chiddush. But Pashup Shat Shum Kesef is that Shum is with Kesef. Shum zeh lo yehei elo b'kesef. What does that mean in the Gemara? Shum zeh lo yehei elo b'kesef. The shatting out should only be in the value, in the kesef. What does kesef mean? In the value. So this is the shach. That's the first idea. Shum kesef is the shach, the chazay nish. The koshef shal sakin chayav l'sakin, or koshef oimad l'sakin chayav l'sakin. It's interesting, the chazay nish writes that it's not klar from the shach if this is his maskon. That's what he writes on the shach. But if you learn Tzadikai Yitches, it's not clear if it's his maskana. But if you look in Shin Pei Zayin Aleph, the shach himself says, I wrote in Tzadikai, it's clear that it's his maskana. And like I said, in the Sivis Nar HaShulchan, Neman, that's the maskana. And Kakabalu, like that's the Aleph base of paying the Zikin, is the shach, with Chazaynish, Zeh. Now, as far as trying to mitch ourselves and pshat in the Mishnah, there's a the Machne Ephraim, the first piece in Hilchos Niskei Mamon. As you'll see, the Machne Ephraim overlaps obviously with the Shach, but I'll tell you what it says in the Machne Ephraim. The Machne Ephraim says the following. He says when you if someone steals something. Now, if the thing is still around, there's a mitzvah v'eishes zekzeh. You have to return the thing, l'shad. What happens if someone steals something and he eats it? He sells it, he destroys it. It's not around anymore. What happens if someone stole something that was worth $5? And today, it's worth $1. Today, its value went down. So what's it then? He pays $5 or he pays $1? You all know? He pays. Beishes Agzela, Ken Shagaza. You pay based on what you steal. The Gemara in the beginning, Hamiruba, near the beginning, it says, Amarav, Keren Ken Shaganav. When you steal something, the thing itself you stole, you pay Ken Shaganav, what it was worth when you stole it. Teshlumi Kefal, Teshlumi Dalu Dehei, Kishasamoda Bidin. How do you shut up Keren Kefal, Dalu Dehei? So that's a whole Shakra Batari in the Gemara. But Karen Kane Shaganav. You pay what you stole. The Machne Ephraim clears by Mazik. Does that din hold true also? Is Mazik like a Zayla? If you stole something that's worth five, not stole. You're Mazik. You go over to someone's barrel of wine, you destroy the barrel of wine. Do you pay what it's worth at the time you stole it? You were Mazik it. Or do you pay kishas hamad b'din? When you come to pay, you pay him then. That's his suffix. He says there are two hechetimtzes for his suffix. One, if an amazik something is worth five, I come to pay, it's worth one. Do I get away with paying one? Or do I have to pay five? Number two, let's say amazik a barrel of wine. Could I pay him back a barrel of wine? Or do I have to pay him kesef? I tell him, look, I destroyed your barrel of wine. Here's a barrel of wine of equal value. Right? I took your bottle of soda and I drank your bottle of soda. I'll give you a different bottle of soda. Or could the other person say, no, I want kesef. I want kesef. Right? You can't pay shava kesef, you have kesef. So when you read the Machne Ephraim in his suffix, right away you ask yourself, like the Chazal Nish asked on the Shach, shum kesef. The Gemara says in Mishnah, two words, Shum Kesef. My Shum Kesef, Shum Zeh Lo Yehei, Elo BeKesef. I don't understand your suffix. You pay money. What do you want to shak? I pay back a barrel of wine. Shum Zeh Lo Yehei, Elo BeKesef. No. So first we had the Shach, who says, not like Pash Peshat in the Mishnah. And now we have the Machne Ephraim. The Machne Ephraim is Taka Mitzadeid, at least in the Rambam Shita for sure, that you could pay back wine. You don't have to pay back kesef. You don't have to pay back the value. You could pay back the wine that you are mazik. He says, is in Taisvis on Yud Aleph Amid Aleph. The Gemara said, Ein Shamin Lai Lagana Vlai Lagaz. And Taisvis there brought a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi said, "Minayin she'ein shamin le'ilagana ve'le'ilagazlin." Says, "Brought Omer of Abba Bar Mamel ve'ish bagzela asher gazal kasher gazal." The Yerushalmi says kasher gazal. The Bavli says ke'en she gazal. Same, the same word. And Tosis says, "Haynu taima the ganav ve'gazlin kanu miyad k'sheitziyom mishas baylo." God of the Gaza chayev right away when they steal it, they have to pay. Ava mazik loy nischayev ella kemoisha hizik. Not clear what the words mean, but Taisa says gazela is one way and mazik is somewhere is a different way. So the Machnefraim understands Taisa. A ganiv, when he steals something, again, if it's still around, there's a mitzvah heshev sagzela. When he steals something, if it's not around, he has a chiyav mamon. As soon as he steals it, he pays the value. The value, even if the value goes up, he only pays ken shegaza. If he steals something worth 5 and it goes up to 20, he still pays 5. A gazlan, as soon as he steals it, he has a chiyav mamon. A mazik is different. How's he different? So at the Machne Ephraim, you could pay. You replace the chavis. You stole a chavis of wine, you replace a chavis of wine. It sounds to me like the Machne Ephraim in Shita is very similar to the Shach. It's a totally different case. But if you think about it, the Machne Ephraim is the Shach in a different case. What did the Shach say? If you break someone's window, kol she'ef she'lasakim, chayv lasakim. If you break someone's window, you don't pay him cash. You pay him in the window. Right? What's the Machne Ephraim saying? If you sell someone's barrel of wine, you don't have to pay him a barrel. Now here, you could pay money. In the Machne Ephraim's case, you could pay him money, but you don't have to pay money. You can give him a barrel of wine. So it's a very similar thing. That kol she'efshir, the shach was going on a case where it's a different cash value. If you shach up the house, it's one way. If you shach up the window, it's a different way. Machne Ephraim's not going on that. He's going in a simpler case. The price may have changed. Can I pay back a barrel of wine? He says you can pay back a barrel of wine. I don't know. If you're in a if camp goes to an amusement park, you drink up someone's can of soda. In the amusement park, a can of soda could cost $2. So you go back to camp and you pay him back a can of soda. In camp you can get it for a quarter, right? You go to shop, right? You get it for a quarter. That's the Machne Ephraim suffix, exactly that. Machne Ephraim says, and we'll see in a minute, he brings a Rambam, that you could do it. That he took away his can of soda in a place where it cost $2. When you're paying him back,
pay
well, if you're a ganav, I'm sorry. If you're a ganav, you pay like where you stole it. If you're mazik it. If you're mazik it, how you mazik it without stealing it, you have to know. Let's say you knocked over someone's can of soda. So it comes out. If you stole this can of soda in the amusement park, or something, you have to give it back what's worth in the amusement park. If you mazik it, then you pay. You just have to give him back a can of soda. And that's what the Machne Ephraim is saying. The truth is, the Machne Ephraim brings a case that's very similar to the amusement park case. The Machne Ephraim brings a makor from the Rambam. He brings two Rambams. His first Rambam is a worker broke a barrel of wine that belongs to a store owner, a chenveni, on the Yom HaShuk. He's talking where the Yom HaShuk is worth more. Yom HaShuk, it's worth arbezus. And not a Yom HaShuk, it's worth gimelzus. So you broke his barrel on the Yom HaShuk. He lost the barrel of wine. The Rambam says that when you pay him back, even if you pay him not on a Yom HaShuk, when a barrel of wine is 3 zuz, the Rambam says you can give him back a barrel of wine. That's this case. No, you're in an amusement park. You destroyed his soda. In the amusement park, it's a normal price to pay a few dollars for it. You can pay him back in a place, in a time, as long as you give him back a can of soda, it's good enough. If you're mazik, it's good enough. You pay him back the hezik. So the Machne Ephraim time is that this is a Beferish Rambam. The Rambam really says even more. The Rambam says if the worker is mazik, the chenveni's barrel of wine on the Yom HaShuk was worth dalad zuz, He pays him back Bashar Yaimei, where it's worth Gimel. He can either give him a barrel of wine, or give him Gimel Zuzi. Ram says even more. He can give him Gimel Zuz and say, that's what a barrel of wine is worth today. Zotemach Nefraim, it's a Ferish Rambam, like our Chiddush, that you could give back what you took. Now, if you have cup, both the Rambam, and the which is the Machna Frayim, and Yenna Toysvis, and Yer Aleph, and the Shach, are all the loy kapashtas of the word Shum Kesef. We learn the Mishnah, Shum Kesef, my Shum Kesef, that the Gemara, Shum Zeh Lo Yehei Ela B'Kesef, we're saying 1 minute, Shum Zeh Lo Yehei Ela B'Kesef, but, Kol She'efshu L'Sakeh Chai L'Sakeh, that's a Shach. And call that you could give back ke'ensha hizik. You give back a barrel of wine. You give back a barrel of wine even later. Not like a gazlan who has to give back like the value of b'shas gazela. You give back later. So this is the Machna Frayim's raya. The Machna Frayim says, in the case of the barrel of wine, despite the fact, that there are those who argue with the Rambam and say, if you break a barrel of wine in the Yom HaShuk, you have to give back Dalet Zuzi. So, Mefraim, you know why they argue? Because there you broke a barrel of wine of a Chenveni when he had customers. And it was Motsui Limkar. He would have gotten Dalet Zuzi that day. And you were Mazikid. That's why you have to give back Dalet Zuzi and not a barrel of wine, because he can't sell it, not a Yom HaShuk. But if it was not Oymid Limkar, so if the Machna Frayim, the other Rishonim would agree to the Rambam, not Oymid Limkar. Like our case with someone in an amusement park, or you mazik someone and the price changes, he says everybody would be Maida if it's not Oymid Limkar. It's Meredith, if you think about it, this step of the Machna Frayim, the first step of the Machna Frayim is like the Shach. The Shach, in the case of the broken window, says, Koshev shel sakin chayv sakin. Machna Frayim said, any barrel of wine you can replace, you have to replace. The second step of the Machna Frayim is very similar to the Chazinish. The second step, the Machna Frayim said, that by the barrel of wine, if it's Oymid Limkar, if it's ready to be sold, then you don't say if you give back a barrel of wine, you have to give back the value. That's similar to the Chazinish. Chazinish said, in a house that's Oymid Limkar, it's not Oymid to be Misakin, you give back the cash value. Identical, the second step on the Shach, which is the Chazinish, if you make a Cheshbon later, Kamat the same as the second step in the Machna Frayim. Machna Frayim says others disagree with the Rambam, say you can't give back wine. That's only the case where it's oymed to be sold. But stamazai, a person's not a chenveni, and it's oymed to be replaced, so then you have to replace. The din is you replace. Similar to the chazaynish, who disagreed with the shach in one case, but if it's oymed, then you lost it. So these two are saying very, very similar chidushin. And like I said, the whole thing is the like is pashtus of our Mishnah. The Machna Frayim brings one more raya from a different Rambam. The Rambam says that if you dig virus in someone's field, if you're a mazik, yechayfa guma is besadech aveira. And he's today you dug two gumas, and your maidi you dug one guma. The Rambam says it's not a mite of a miktas because it's karka. So after Machna Frayim, we see it's not kesef. When you're a mazik and you walk away from the hezik, it's not kesef. It's karka. You have to replace the karka. The truth is, if you look in Shulchan Aruch, the Siva says, in this case, where someone digs holes, the Siva is in Simin Shin Mem. I believe Sivkotin, I'm sorry, Simit Sadik Hei, Sivkotin Vav, says if you dig holes in someone's field, He's Teveh Yiramamin. You can tell him, I'll come back and I'll refill the earth. I'll put the earth back in. He says, no, I want the money. No, you could tell him, I could put the earth back in. A similar thing, the Siva says in Shinmem, if you stain someone's clothing, so you have to pay him the cleaning bill. You have to pay the cleaning bill. People don't know this. People, if you're at a chasanah and you stain someone's clothing, it's not enough to say, I'm sorry. You have to pay the cost of cleaning it. People make light of it. It's not true. If you stain someone's clothing, you're a mazik. Adam is mudlai, even by mistake. So you have to pay him. You have to pay him the money for the cleaning bill.
So
what?
He has the money.
Pashtus. I don't know if he has the money. It's a shame to money. You don't have to pay. I don't know. I remember once Rabbi Victor Miller screaming about this. It makes a little bit of Rashi on me. He once said he was at a wedding, and a wealthy man, you know how he spoke, stay my jacket. And he said, he's sorry. And he said, I told him, it's nice you're sorry, but it has to be cleaned. So he thought I was joking. He laughed. He didn't send me money. That's what he said. He said, I stayed someone. I sent him money in the mail. Do you think he sent it back to me? It's a little hope of a comment. Never think of it. No? Did you ever did Shum Kesef? No? The Shas, the Nesida says that if you stay in someone's clothing, you don't have to give him money for the cleanness. You can clean it if you want. If you know how to clean it. You can clean it. Take out a shmata, make it clean shmata, make it wet, and clean off the stain. So in the Nesidas. I shum kesef, a mazik is the kesef. All these are all the same thing. Machnefrayim, the shaf, and the sivis, all exactly the same thing. Don't think shum kesef. Don't think when you're mazik you have to pay cash. You don't pay cash. You could just refix it, replace it. Now, if you're someone who's going to destroy his beggar by cleaning it, you can't tell when you're going to clean it. But it means that it's something that can be easily cleaned. You clean it. That's why I started with you today, that the words shum kesef are the two hardest words, certainly in the first parak of Bava Kama. When do you shatz up kesef, when don't you shatz up kesef? Now, halacha l'maaseh is very, very difficult. And despite the fact that it's a mishnah, shum kesef, and the Gemara says, my shum kesef, shum azeh, lo yehe elo bekesef. But halacha l'maaseh is not that way. So we have to learn the mishnah again. We have to try to figure out what we're going to do with this mishnah. But the Mishnah says shum kesef, that you pay with kesef, and the place can say that's only when there are no other choices, when you can't do anything else, or when you want. If you want, you don't have to clean it. You can pay in kesef. But it's not true, shum zelay, that you just shut things up. The first thing is to fix it or to replace it. If you're not replacing it, you pay kesef. Now this is klar. I'm not telling you shitas yachid. Sometimes you learn something, you have a kasha like the Rambam shita, like the Ravid shita. This is klar halacha lemaisa, that shumas kesef is only in such a case where you're stuck. So it bothered me. What am I going to do with the word shum kesef? Except that the Chazon Ish asks. It's not like the pashtus of the Mishnah, but the Shach ignores it, the Machnefrayim ignores it, the Nesivis ignores it. So I went to get a Mishnayos and to see how the Bali Mefarshei Mishnayos explain Shum Kesef. So it's very interesting. Not only them, but the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos also. They say Shum Kesef, it means the next line of the Gemara. That's not the way I originally learned the Gemara. Let's see the Gemara. Tanina loha detana rabbanan. Para shezika talis. Talis shezika para. Now, you have here more than one pshat. Tomorrow, hopefully, we'll do the pshatim on it. But learn like the way Tosis learns B'Shem Rashi. Sheziku Zaza. The talus was in the street, and a parah tripped over it. The parah ripped the talus damaged the parah. Einayimu takes a parah b'talus, talus b'parah. You might say, look, we're even. You damage me, I damage you. We're all even. No. Shamanai Shebedam. Whatever the case is, and we'll have to mention with Tosis a little tomorrow, whatever that case is, The Mefarshim Mishnayos say that's tied shum kesef. There's the Gemara Tanina Loha Tan Rabbanan. You have a price that's similar to the Mishnah. It's not limiting the Mishnah. But the Mefarshim Mishnayos say no. The Mishnah shum kesef is not tied. Every single mazik pays bekesef. The way I would have learned Pashuk Shat. If I'd be learning Mishnayos with a Mishnayos class with a fourth grade, I would say Shum Kesef means, I'll start telling a story with a parah and a talis. Shum Kesef means when you're mazik, you shot up the volume. Period. There are many nafkaminis, parah and talis is one of them. You look at Mefarshim Mishnayos, that's not what they say. I look in Tveris Yisrael, he taiches Shum Kesef means if a tar paros trips over a talis, he shouts up a daman. You don't say teitzu zeh bezeh. Which means, because the Chazon Ish taina, that Pashtus HaMishnayos is not that way. It's only a kasha from this Mishnah, if you learn Shum Kesef, Pashup Pshat. But it's a kasha. But they're saying that's not Pshat. It's not Pshat Shum Kesef in all the cases. Pshat is in this one strange case, the Mishnah is telling you, you shouts up a Kesef. In all other cases, it's not that way. It's interesting, this morning, when I came into Yeshiva, I wanted immediately to check the Rambam. The Rambam, Pirush HaMishnayos, Shum Kesef, what's Pashut Shat Shum Kesef? So I started reading the Rambam. It started off, not this way. The Rambam starts, that what's Taich Shum Kesef? Hischa Levar, the Mishnah explains, Hey Chishalim, how do you pay? For Omar Shishamin HaNezek Bidamin. So I thought, oh, that's Shamanadavidamim. That's Pashim Shad in the Mishnah, like the Chazon Ish. And then the Rambam goes on. Loi sheyetzei davar bedavar. You don't cancel out one thing for another. Kagoyin. Imachach al-shor peiris. Loi no melabal peiris tulmei ashor chelik mashoch l'mishaloch. Elo noshom ashoch loi bedamim. V'kaitel abal ashor l'shalim. Now that's not exactly the case of Paro b'talus and talus b'paro. You have to figure out the case. But the Rambam is saying something unlimited taich of Shum Kesef. He's limiting it to certain cases. And L'chaira, that's what we're walking away with. In this Gemara, what we're coming away with is that Shum Kesef is not the way we learn Pashut. Like Klal Gadol, some of the Mishnah says, Klal Gadol Amru, Shum Kesef. No, it's not Klal Gadol. Not Klal Gadol at all. Not even true in most cases. Shum Kesef is coming for a specific thing. You might think you cancel things out one with the other. No, Shum Kesef. You have to shat up dam. But it's a toast to walk around saying that Shum Kesef means that everything goes with value. This is the chiddush that we're learning today. The Shach, the Machna Fray, and the Sivas, that Koshev Shalasakin, Yitzchayat Lasakin. If you want to wash, if somebody is staying, you can pay for the cleaner's bill. The Shach is saying when you shut up the value, you shut up the value of the tikkun. If you stain someone's suit, so you don't shut up how much the suit went down in value, you shut up the bill, the cleaner's bill. Or, if you're capable of cleaning it, so you clean it. That's the Poel Yotzei from the two words, Shavak, what I'm explaining is what's not the Pael Yotzei of Shum Kesef. It doesn't mean everything is money. It means the way I'm saying. Now we come to a Shaila Halacha L'Maisa, which is from the most difficult Shailas in Tashlumei Nezikin. Today, in the 21st century, if you go to the store and you pay $500 for a suit, don't look at me, I never did that. But let's say somebody goes in and pays $500 for a suit. And he takes it home and he wore it. He wore it five times. How much is the suit worth right now? Someone else ripped his suit. He says, I'll pay you for it. How much is a $500 suit that was worn a handful of times? How much is it worth? How much can you get for it? How much can you get for a $500 suit that was worth five times? Can't get much for it. You go in on, there's a Sephardic thrift shop on McDonald Avenue. Maybe they could get, how much can you get for it? $50. I don't know. The only time I ever go there is before Purim. My kids go there to buy clothing for Purim. They don't buy what we normally wear. They buy all the things with strange colors. So I don't know how much they sell a suit for. But I go there twice. Before Purim, we go to buy. Before Pesach, whatever clothing my wife wants to throw out, we give them. So I don't know. But I know, you know, how much you get for a $500 suit? $50. Not more. So if you have a $500 suit that you wore a few times, and you're sure on Shabbos, and someone destroys it, someone rips the jacket, it's destroyed, he's an honest fellow, he says, I'm sorry, I want to pay, I'm going to pay you whatever I have to pay. So what does he pay? Is it $50? I'll tell you that, in this, well, he's despite, I'll give you some Aram HaKaimus on the Indian. I don't know halacha lemaisa what the din is. To tell you shuras hadin, one way or the other, and Yisich has to pay him at least $50. But how much does he pay? You have a couch. You spend $500 on a couch. You put it in your house. You used it for a year. It's still a good couch. The couch could last 10-20 years. And someone destroys the couch. How much do you have to pay you? How much do you get for a couch? I don't know if you can get anything for it. How much do you get? You have a couch that's a year old. How much money can you get for a couch that's a year old? If it could be put back to the way it was, so the shach says that you buy a used couch that he's happy with. All right, you have to buy a used couch that's also a year old. Is there a big market for used couches? Where do you go to buy used couches? Not sure. That's Israel. The shipping, of course, more than the couch. It's a very, very difficult shaila. There's in the Sivis, in Simin Kuf Mem Ches, which is brought when this is discussed. The Pisrei Chayshin is from one of the Hantikas Svarim. He's done in this shaila in Simin Yud, Perek Yud, I think it's called, and Ha'ora Mem Dalet on the bottom there. Ha'ora Mem is Ha'ora Mem Dalet. It's Kedai to learn through. It's a very geshmaka piece. He has many shailas, Kanza. And he brings the following case in the Nesivis. You want to say it is similar, it's not similar, we could argue about it. But Nesivis is the closest shaila to this. Nesivis has the following shaila. Somebody owns a field that's mukif me'arba ruchas. It's surrounded by other fields on all four sides. And he bought a schus terisa. He purchased many years ago a right to walk through and go to his field. Over the years, the schus terisa was forgotten where it is. Now, Nesivis has a case, which you can argue for other reasons. I don't want to get bogged down in the pratim of his case. He has a case where someone caused him to lose the schus terisa. I'll make up a case to make it easier. Let's say he has a shtar that outlines exactly where he has a schus to walk through. So there are four fields around him, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. He has a right to walk through one. And he has a document which one he's allowed to walk through. Someone destroyed the document. Now he doesn't have a schus terisa anymore. He doesn't have a right. I mean, he has a right, but he can't prove it. And he's going to have to buy a path to his field. How much is a path to his field worth? How much is a path? What's the shavius, the shah shuk, of a path to a field that's in between four fields? Nesivis says zero. There's no shah shuk. Because no one else is interested, and no one else in the shuk is interested in buying a schus terisa to your field. Who's interested? If your field is an amusement park, people want to go there. But if you have a plain old apple orchard, nobody wants to go there. There's no shara shuk. The Siva says the mazik is potter. The mazik is potter. Because it has no shara shuk. To him it's worth something. The Siva takes the line that there's no shara shuk. And even though it's worth something to you, tough on you. I mean, I have to get mechila from you. I have to ask mechila. But what I took away from you has no value in the marketplace. I'm potter. Now, Kenzo Dingin, why it should be that way? You have to put back. It's called Efshel Sakin, Chayim Sakin. I'm not sure. You can't put back the thing you took because you don't know which thing you took. You don't know if it's a path through Reuven, through Shimon, through Levi, through Yehuda. You can give him back something else, which may or may not be identical. But the Nesiva says that you're off the hook. You don't have to pay. You did a terrible thing. You caused him a hefsid. But and the Nesiva brings a raya from two Gemaras. I'll choose one. The simpler one is a Gemara in Ksubas Daf Lamed. It's actually a Tosis in Ksubas Lamed on his base. The case there is Reuven took food of Shimon and stuck it down the throat of Levi. Okay, Reuven took Shimon. Shimon's the Nizik. He took Shimon's piece of food, put it down Levi's throat. The Levi swallowed it. Levi could have coughed it up, but he didn't. He swallowed it. Is Levi chayev to pay? The Maisi could have coughed it up. He swallowed it, b'mezid. Is he chayev to pay? So Taisa says he doesn't have to pay. Because let's say he would have coughed it up. How much is it worth now in the shuk? The food that was in someone's throat? It's worth zero in the shuk. It's worth nothing. So therefore you're potter. If he would have coughed it up, why would the Reuven have from it? He can't sell it. So therefore Levi's potter for swallowing it. Zakt Mesivas, 1 minute. But to Levi it's worth something. Like a used suit. To Levi it's worth something. Levi, he has it in his mouth, it's worth something to swallow it. It's worth a shava pruta. Zakt Mesivas, we see, if it's worth something to you, but it has no shara shuk, you're potter. So therefore, Zakti Nesivis, some of it's worth something to you, but it has no shara shuk. There's no shuk for it. You're potter. Now the Nesivis says, Amoida, if you mazik someone in the midbar, if you damage someone's object out in the midbar, and in the midbar you can't sell it, you still have to pay. Because Be'etzan, it has a shara shuk. Just there's no shuk there. He says, even if it's something that couldn't survive, let's say it's flowers that won't last, or it's food that won't last till you get to the shuk. He says, it doesn't matter. Something that be'etzem has a shara shuk, even your mazik in the midbar, you have to pay. But it's something that has no shara shuk anywhere. You can't find a market value for it. You cough up food, no one's going to buy it. You're potter. The fee says, like the Pesach HaChayish, if you damage someone's used item, which has no shar hashuk, a used suit has a shar hashuk. What are a pair of eyeglasses? Do they have a shar? A used pair of eyeglasses? Do they have any shar hashuk? I assume a used pair of false teeth don't have dentures. The stomach can't sell them. No. Braces. I've never heard of a pair of glasses. You heard of people break other people's glasses? Comes out from this that unless they're brand new frames, which you could still sell in the store, if they're old frames, if someone breaks someone else's frames, like the Nesivis, Chayra, it comes out that you're potter. Now we're saying that you go according to the Shah, right? The first half of Shah today, I was telling you cases where it's not that way. We have to replace things. Now we're talking about something where it's by carrot, where they seem to Neman that you do shots up Bekesef. And you pay zero. You think that's the halacha? If you break someone's glasses, you pay nothing. A used suit is a market for. A pair of socks, I don't think they still use socks anywhere. So if you ruin someone's pair of socks or someone's, you put the legamri? No, it's a hard. Isn't it hard? Isn't the word shunkes, the whole concept of shunkes, isn't it very hard, sugi? Gemara's not so hot. And Gemara's also hot. Tomorrow we'll figure out Parah B'Talos and Talos Kofara. But isn't this a very hard Indian, this whole thing? I think it's murder. How do you you can walk away and accept such a psak? Let me ask you. Do you think that's the right halacha? If someone breaks someone else's glasses, he's put to legami. He shuts up the value and the shara shok, and that's it. Now, kosha efshe l'sak and chayev l'sakein. Does that apply here? Kosha efshe l'sak and chayev l'sakein. Sivis himself said that if you stain someone's clothing, you see, he said you could either pay to clean it or clean it yourself. So if you break someone's glasses and it could be repaired, so I guess he would hold you have to pay for the repair bill. But if you break someone's glasses and it can't be repaired, you're potter. You hear this? It makes no sense. If you break someone's glasses and it could be fixed, you have to pay. If you break someone's glasses, they can't be fixed. You use new ones, so then you pot the legami. It can't be. It's the yesh. Could be such a thing. So in the Pischei Chayshim, he brings this nasivus. He says, Lafizeh, I think his lashon is, Lafizeh, mazik chayfetz mishumash. If you damage used objects, ain't lay damim. You potter. Then he says, V'yesh l'chalek. He says, maybe you can make a chilik, the tzarachian. So I don't know. I'm not, I don't know. Anybody? Anybody have an opinion on the matter? If someone broke your glasses, chas v'shalom, and you had to tie them in front of a bezdin, and they told you it has no resale value, a potter, I think you would think of a tie. No? No? Totally not a Dovar Mestaver. The question is, what do we do? Like Chazon Ish says, the whole Mesechta says you shock things up by their value. So if you can fix it, you fix it. If you can't fix it, so what do you do? What about a can of soda that someone took a sip from? Does that have any value? There's no Sharashuk. So a can of soda someone took a sip from, you also potter if you mask it. What? Yeah, it hung up. But it should be the same as the someone stuck it down my throat. I swallowed it. Why am I potter? The Nesiva says I'm potter because it has no resale value. So if it has no resale value, a can of soda that someone opened even has no resale value. It can't be. Shach said that if you can fix something, you have to fix it. He didn't say that if you can replace it, you replace it. Because if you're going to say that, then kamak, you'll never have a case of shuma. The case of the window, what the Shach is saying is, normally you shots up the value of the building. Here you fix the building. Now the glass is a different piece of glass. It's true. But he's saying is that you fix the building, which is now missing a piece of glass. Alright, so if you knock the screw out of someone's glasses, you get him a new screw. But if you destroy it totally, the Shach is not, at least he's not talking in that case. And even the Machna Frayim doesn't say that you have to give him a new barrel of wine. He says, if you want, it's your option. You can give him cash, you can give him a barrel of wine. But you certainly don't have to give him a barrel of wine. You can give him cash.
That's only if he has a note, or it's up to him not to have that note.
He swallowed it, he didn't have to swallow it. It's still potter. But see, you could argue why it's potter, but the Nesivis says the reason is because there's no Shara Shuk. My right is not from the Din, my right is from the Nesivis' explanation of the Din. The Nesivis is master of the Din that the reason you're potter is because even if you cough it up, you can't sell it. So in the time of the Gemara, used clothing had a value, used couches had a value. Even the stomach canister, the barrel of wine that you opened had a value, is one thing. Bizman HaZeh, where you open a can of soda, has zero value. Is it a Dovra Mestaver that if you're mazik it, you're potter, legamri? You come out, you go into someone's house, you come out, everything in the house you can't sell. What can you sell? A shirt you can't sell, a refrigerator. All right, there's a market for used refrigerators, it's not a lot of money. most things, Bava Kama is added a thing. Poor countries. If you go to Africa, you could sell it.
Yes, something like that.
You have to pay based on what it costs in Africa.
It's nothing here, because we throw everything away.
That's the problem. The problem is.
That's the
Shara Shuk. I mean, look, maybe Shaita. The Ran says, when the Gemara says, the Shemeshav Purtu Mode, the Ran says, what do you mean? I mean, look, Alamakai, maybe Shaita. So he has whatever Hesber he has. But woman, if you're in the Midbar, it's true. You have to go bust a normal place. Or if you're in a normal city or country, say the whole country is not normal. Everyone throws everything out. It's the funniest thing. Everyone. But it's the way it is, Lamaisa, that's the way it is. There is no Shara Shuk for most used things. And it's a funny thing to learn whole Bava Kama, and then 90% of the Sharas that come up, we don't know how to start dealing with. How to deal with pain. Very, very difficult. What happens is it's entire between two sides over a hezek. A used car has a value. A used appliance has some value. Used clothing has very small value. And used small things have no value. A tape recorder, a used tape recorder, you can't sell. We're going to sell a used tape recorder. Come on, can't sell. Get peanuts for it. So as soon as you walk out of a store with something, it's worth very little. So we're a little stuck. Now there's one last case, which he talks about there too. And that, at least I could hear, the chiddush. Something that has sentimental value. Something that has sentimental value that's personal to you. The example I always give is someone has the last existing picture of his great-grandfather. It's worth something to him. If someone destroys it, how much is the picture of your grandfather worth in the shuk? Unless your great-grandfather was a Chafetz Chaim, it's not worth much. So also, he's done. How are you going to make someone pay? I think the case he gives is someone who destroyed someone else's Kedushei Torah, which are worth something to him, but they're not worth much to anybody else. Again, if the Chafetz Chaim is worth money to others. Someone burns someone else's Kedushei Torah, how much does he pay him? So he has a very hard time. Again, and it's all in the same Pesach Chayshin, Yud Mem Ches, very Gishmak. And it doesn't have to be Kedushei Torah. Somebody goes, sits down, he writes a letter to someone else. That's a 5-page letter to a friend. Someone else burns it. Pata, how much can you get for your letter to someone? It's not worth anything in the shuk. So this is a little bit of a problem. Tomorrow, I'm going to do the Mincha Shleimai, Yim Yitz Hashem. Shleimai Zaman Orbach, Chela Gimel, the Mincha Shleimai. Now, it's Simin Kuv Dalid. I just have to tell you there are two different... Mincha Shleimai Chelak Aleph was printed when he was alive. Chelak Beis and Gimel, after he died, were printed by two different groups of people. If I say there was a disagreement or maybe an agreement in the family that two groups had rights to it, and therefore if you go to the shelf and you take out Mincha Shleimai, there's one which is Beis and Gimel and one Chelak, and one which is separate. The order of the simanim is different. It's this simin is the one I have, which is Beis and Gimel separately. And the Chelak Gimel is Tshuva Kuf Dal, and the other Chelak you'll find it also. He talks about this inyan. He talks about Nesivus. He brings another Nesivus, which hopefully I'll mention to you tomorrow, which is deals with this thing. He says also, it's not Mestaber. If I write a letter to someone and someone destroys it, he's Pata Lagami. So we'll see how much Shlomo Zalman can help us to try to sort of redeem the covet of Teshlomi Nesikin. But like I said when I started, Shum Kesef is the hardest part of Mestaber's Bava Kama. How much you pay, what you pay, sometimes it's confusing, but you'll find. You'll find in the place. But how to deal with things today is very, very difficult. So I'll deal with that tomorrow. Since I'd like to keep on moving, I'd like you, tomorrow's Thursday, it's usually not a full shiur anyway. But if you have time to do the next piece of Gemara, I'm not sure I'll get to it. But at least try to be clearer on these klolim that we discussed today.